that water comes out of, that you use to turn water on and off.
Socket, because I don't even have it now, but I haven't used it. I'd call it socket, I guess.
Okay. And do you call it the same thing when you're turning it on a barrel?
Oh, you know, the thing be on a barrel. Yeah, I would call it the same thing, because it's still just a socket, I would call it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a tap when it's on a barrel?
No.
Or a spigot? Or a spigot? No?
Well, it could be that, but all I know is it's...
Yeah, no, it can be any of these things. Yeah. I just want to know, you know, what you call it. Okay. And what do you call the same kind of thing that you turn on out in the yard, for example, to get the water to come through?
Well, there must be you mean a holster? Which I ain't had now, but I've seen them, you know,
well,
get the water going.
Well, you know the thing that you connect the hose to there?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, what do you call the
little round thing between?
Yeah. What would you call that?
Pipe, I already know. Okay. But all I need to call is a pipe.
Mm-hmm. When you buy several things at the store, they put everything all together so that you can carry it home. What do you call the thing that they put it in?
Paper sack.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth? You might chicken feed comes in this kind of sack, or say 100 pounds of potatoes would.
Well, I would say them bags, or you know, like that. But we get some in.
But what kind of material? What's it made out of?
Looks like it's made out of. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's true. But I know what you're talking about. I still be in a, don't be part of the paper sack, and the other part of be the cloth, you know. That string go across there, you know, where you see them. I just call it.
Do you ever call it a croaker sack?
Well, oh, you mean, yeah, it's a croaker sack too. But, you know, what we buy would be in a, what we buy would be in a part of a bag and sack, then it'd have a, you know, like those string across there, you know. I don't think you've seen them there, but that's the way I buy them. Well, that'd be a paper sack.
So croaker sack isn't exactly the same thing?
Not for me.
Okay. Well, do you use any other word besides croaker sack for the other kind of?
So call them bagging sack too.
Okay. What do you call musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow? It's about like that, and it's sort of shaped like this, and it has little holes in the top that you blow into. What do you call that? And you hold it in both hands and move it around so that you can blow in different holes?
Oh, a harp. A harp.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a small musical instrument? It's made out of metal, and you hold it between your teeth and pick it.
You pick it with your fingers.
Yeah, you hold it between your teeth and you pick it. Do you know what that's called?
I know the name. I know what you're talking about. I know the name, but I can't call the name of that thing, so.
Okay. If you think about it any time later, just go ahead and throw it in. And we'll go on now.
Juice hobby.
Yes. You call it that. Let's see. A piece of playground equipment that has something here and a board across it, and one child sits on each end, and it goes